interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I hate the morning. The only good thing that I like about the morning, if I'm even up, is a sunrise.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
7 o'clock in the morning. It's actually 7:01 and 20 seconds. Monday Morning Madness is back on air for another amazing show. Got lots planned for you today. Yeah, I'm back. I know. I was gone last week. It was scary. It was lonely. We all had a hard time. But, you know, I'm back. I'm ready to get the show started. I'm excited about what's going on. We got some good music. Lots of music happened last week. Some exciting stuff going on in the world of tunes. So it's a pretty exciting time to be alive, especially if you're a radio DJ. So let's see. Where do we begin? It's pretty cold out there. Actually, it's kind of weird. It's like not too cold, but not too warm. It's a little wet is the problem. It's not rainy. It's just wet. It's a very kind of middle of the road, gross morning. But what are you gonna do? You know, that is how it goes. So it's gonna be kind of an average week also. You know, it's like 40 something now. It's gonna be 50 on Thursday. I think that's the most exciting thing we got. And then the rest of it is kind of like 30s and 40s. You know, usual late March in Boston. But hopefully it won't be raining all week. It is gonna rain a couple more days, but we got today, a little rain tomorrow, and then I think we got a couple free days, so it's not bad. Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, what we always do. Some lovely music for you in the morning. Start off with some Billy Joel here on Monday Morning Madness. That is, of course, 91.5 FM. WMFO in Medford. I'm Adam Kirchbull. Let's do it.
Friday night, I crashed your party. Saturday, I said I'm sorry. Sunday came and trashed me out again. I was only having fun. Wasn't hurt.
voice of you is far and away. Lift your fires, the western wailing. Build your muscles as your body decays. Yeah.
Hammer to Fall from the million years ago. I have no idea when that song came out, even on what album it came out, to be entirely honest. Wow, I just realized that I have no idea about the backstory of that song. Very interesting. I like the song, though. That's the one thing I do know is that that's a Brian May song, not a Freddie Mercury song, as you can tell by the fact that it's fairly guitar heavy, which, you know, makes Queen's music very interesting because you've got three actually distinct styles of music. You've got the Freddie Mercury style, which is, think like Killer Queen, which actually might have to fact check me on that. Brian May might have written Killer Queen too. And then the Brian May style songs are usually a lot more guitar heavy. And then you've got Roger Daltrey, who wrote, for example, You're My Best Friend was by him. So, you know, it's Roger Daltrey. No, he was in The Who. God, what is the... Oh, man, I'm going to have to Google this during the next song break. Anyway, it's good to be back. As you can see, I've taken a week off, and my knowledge of general music has just declined rapidly. Anyway, it was a nice week out. I had a nice warm week in the western half of the country with the sun and the dry air, but it's nice to come back, and it's... You know, it is what it is. It feels like late May or late March in Massachusetts. But, you know, what's great is that the week off gave the sun an extra week to come out a little bit earlier. So as I was walking over to the station today, it wasn't totally dark, which is really nice because, and we have daylight savings time on top of this. So what I'm trying to say is the sun is out like all day now, and it is a pretty good deal. So yeah, it's not bad. It's nice to be back. Got to get back on, back to work, back to all the classes. It's all right, though. We've only got like a month more. You know what this means? I actually only have, I think, let me look at a calendar right now. We've got this show and then 1, 2, 3, 4, looks like 4 or 5 more episodes of Monday Morning Madness this year. And then I'm going to be gone for the summer. That's going to be like 3 months. I'll still be in Boston, but I don't know if I'm going to wake up at, you know, 5:45 in the morning to come up on the air. That's kind of, you know, a little difficult. I'm going to have like a job this summer. I'm going to need to actually go into work. I can't just lounge around for 3 hours after my radio show. So it's going to be harder to see me over the summer. So enjoy these 5 shows while they last, because we've only got a couple more weeks left of the semester. Anyway, here's a little Dr. Dog for you. Oh, man. See, I've been away from the studio for too long. I forgot to press the button. All right, you want to hear it? All right, there's the button. Here's the Dr. Dog. What a morning. You can tell I'm on Monday mode as well. Woo! I need a nap.
Jackie wants a black eye. Some proof that she's been hit. John wants the answers. But the questions just don't quit. And we're sitting in the rain. And we're feeling like the weather. You could say that we're alone. But we're lonely together. We're all in it together now. As we all fall apart. We're swapping little pieces of our broken hearts. Jackie's jumping. Yesterday's love defines you, and the day that love is gone, tomorrow keeps you guessing. The roller coaster's rolling.
Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah. so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier to bear.
There with Castaway. So yeah, a little kind of islandy theme music for this rainy kind of gray Monday morning. But as promised, I've got some interesting news for you. As far as new music goes, it was a very exciting couple of weeks. Where to begin? Well, Saturday after, a week ago, as of last Saturday, that's very unclear what day I'm referring to. 2 weeks ago, Drake released a new album, or as he calls it, a playlist, called More Life. I'm searching through right now to see if there's anything I can play on air. It's interesting. I have, when I listen to Drake albums, I usually feel a little bit kind of mixed about them for the first couple times I listen to them, and then I get into them. So maybe what I should do is instead just listen to it myself for a couple weeks, figure out what songs are really good, and then just give you the hits on the air, as opposed to kind of mindlessly searching through the album for something that I kind of enjoy and that you might also kind of enjoy. What else? Let's see. Kendrick Lamar released a song a couple days ago, which is very exciting. We always like when Kendrick releases new music. And of course, as always, this song that Kendrick released is phenomenal. He's such an incredible musician. And evidently, and you didn't hear this from me, but evidently, he's planning on releasing his fourth album on April 7th, which is, let's see, today is the 27th, so that's next Friday, a week from this Friday. That's very exciting. Hopefully that's true. If it's not, I'll be a little upset, but I guess so it goes. In the kind of jazz, more creative-y, I don't want to say creative, but unique sides of the music spectrum, Bad Bad Not Good released a song with Kay Tronada on the 12th of March. It's not a new song. Let me clarify that. It's a remix of Lavender, which was on their fourth album. This remix has Snoop Dogg in it. This is very exciting to listen to. Unfortunately, far too explicit to play on air, but it is a good piece nonetheless. As a sorry, I can't play this on air, I am going to play a little bit of Kay Tronada, who I don't think I've played on air before, so it's very fun. I did a lot of discovery into his music over spring break, and it's very, very unique and really good, actually. Although it is 7:28, here's what I'll do. I'll play this song, and then we'll do a PSA. I won't keep you waiting this time. So I'm going to play Got It Good, which on Spotify is Kay Tronada's number one song, which I wouldn't have guessed. I mean, it's a great song, don't get me wrong, but I don't know. I just thought, you know, on 99.9%, his, when did that come out? 2016. His 2016 album, I just thought there were more kind of hit sounding songs, but I'm not upset that this is the number one song. Anyway, all rambling. Oh man, what's still playing there? Oh, some more Zach Brown. I never turned that off. Interesting. It's a lovely song. Tomorrow Never Comes, off of Zach Brown Band's recent album Jekyll and Hyde, if you're interested. Also, before I play Kay Tronada, the bass player from Queen is John Deacon. I don't know why I said Roger Daltrey, who is very clearly in The Who. The drummer in Queen is Roger Taylor, so that's probably what I was thinking of. We're all just confused this morning. Anyway, here's Got It Good, Kay Tronada, off of 99%. Really quite amazing album. Very innovative. He's Haitian, too, which is super fun. And all the album titles, or the song titles in this album, are in all caps. Oddly. Anyway.
Remember when we started? Remember me and you creeping around late at night? And yeah, you held me down when I had nothing, and that's the reason I was for you now that I can. My hand meets your hand, our love isn't plastic, but here's my credit card, not gonna max it. The fact is, it's no stress, baby, I got this. Treat you like the queen in Buckingham Palace, yeah.
time, cause when it comes to me and you, girl, our time is priceless. There's no need for hesitation when you're swiping. I wanna show appreciation, so I buy it, buy it, go try it. Girl, if you like it, we used to say that you're cool with Nikes. The type that's quite rare, one of a kind, and do anything I can to please my highness, yeah. Don't worry about the tag, go and throw it in the bag, cause I got it good. You the best I ever had, baby, you know that you're bad. I got it good. I'm certain that you're worth it, you deserve it, girl. Don't worry about the tag, go and throw it in the bag, cause I got it good.
Of course, there with Got It Good, a lovely piece. I just think he makes really, really incredible beats, and I'm very excited. You know how Bad Bad Not Good kind of teams up with rappers to make albums. For example, Sour Soul, which they did in 2014 with Ghostface. I hope that Kate Trinata kind of branches out and starts doing some stuff like that, because it's really phenomenal, the music that he makes. Anyway, it is now 7:34. Figure I'll throw in a PSA for you. I've like played all these before. I want to do this bright blue one. They all have colors on the screen. It's very distracting, actually. Wow, that's a loud truck driving by. Can you hear that? this bright blue PSA called Emergency Preparedness, quote, double, and I can't see the rest of it. So all we know is that it's about emergency preparedness and the word double is in it. No guarantees, but here we go.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids
tried
occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like
breaking
down. We handled
down
everything
crying,
very
but
well.
I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
It was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being
that I
together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead, some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
God, I hate these weird, scary PSAs. They have to give me some sort of warning that they're going to be kind of downers. Well, I mean, I guess that was fine. Ugh, geez. No, nothing is ever as bad as that crazy squirrel one that I really did not expect to be nearly as depressing as it was. And now there's a drunk driving PSA called Aerosmith Drunk Driving, which I think would be fun because Aerosmith is fun, but I don't know anymore. You never know what you can click. This crazy world. I don't even know anymore. Just absolutely insane. And oh God, I gotta think about that PSA for the rest of my day.
Don't wanna discuss it. Think it's time for a change. You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange. Domino, Romeo, there you go.
never hear from him. That just meant he didn't call.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she love me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
mother. Gotta move it slowly. Take and eat my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly. Take and eat my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been waiting for you, you're my Sunday king. Come on in this house.
Candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked and missed you, you look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream. Catch a dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in.
Come on in this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down, down.
Rain down.
It's gonna rain. Holy, I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You got to move slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy.
Radiohead there with Nice Dream from The Bends. A lovely album, actually, The Bends. Probably one of my favorites of theirs. I was just reading a bit about OK Computer. What were they talking about? Oh, I don't remember. It was something on Twitter about the ever socially important album OK Computer, which I don't disagree with. I don't know if you know, but OK Computer and In Rainbows both have 10 letters in the titles, and there's like this weird, crazy conspiracy theory that if you play OK Computer and In Rainbows, like kind of with the tracks like interlaced, like you play track one from In Rainbows, then track one from OK Computer, track two from In Rainbows, track two from OK Computer, etc. People say that they go together like surprisingly well or something like that, and the fact that there's 10 letters in both of the titles, it's like some special, I don't know, secret message from Radiohead to the listeners. I don't know. Tom York apparently said maybe, but I mean, it's also Tom York. He's really weird, so you never really know with that group, Radiohead. Anyway, where was I going with this? I had something to tell you in this break, and then I got off on this Radiohead thing. oh, yeah, I've got one more song left. Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones, off of Beggar's Banquet. Also one of my favorite Rolling Stones albums. Interesting story behind this song. So this take that you hear of Mick Jagger singing, it was actually the second take that they did of this song. The first take, he recorded it and just said it was awful and wasn't good enough. And the second take, I don't know if you've ever sat back and thought about this, but the lyrics for Sympathy for the Devil are basically just an autobiography or a first person singing account from the point of view of the devil. So Mick Jagger like started all acting physically like he imagined the devil would act like, and tried to like twist his face like Lucifer. I don't know. But this is the second take, and he said as soon as they did it, they were like, that's it, it's perfect. So I guess goes to show, fake it till you make it, thanks to your friends at the Rolling Stones. Anyway, it's 7:53. I'm gonna hit this, and then I'm gonna go back, and hopefully it's not too rainy. It's like drizzling outside, but it's gonna get rainier later today, so I'm gonna try to avoid it. But thanks for joining us on this week's edition of Monday Morning Madness. I'll be back next week, of course, as I always am, for show 2 out of 5 remaining in the semester. Thanks for tuning in. Have a lovely week. And of course, as always, this is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's freeform radio. Did you know that Keith Richards in the song, he did all those woo-woos, like, they didn't, like, loop them or anything. He did every single one of those. How crazy is that? Anyway, have a lovely week.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game.
Yeah, all those woo-woos, hands sung by Keith Richards. It's 8 o'clock. We're going to the automation. This is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tufts University's best freeform radio station. Tufts University's best radio station, period. Broadcasting on FM. We should go AM. That'd be kind of fun. Anyway, here's the...